Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
House Republicans have been holding an all-day retreat at the Trump-Kennedy Center. President Trump was a guest speaker discussing a number of things, including how the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene made it harder to pass bills and affected that Republican majority. With us now is Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Audio. Ryan, that does really narrow the margin. And then we also had another Republican member of Congress from California delegation who passed away overnight. So that House Republican majority is thinning, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, you've got to wait on a special election to fill these seats. Governor Kemp, I believe, has already set one for Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then, of course, the challenge for Republicans is going to be that Doug LaMalfa, who passed away yesterday, is from California, which is run by a Democrat. And of course, Gavin Newsom is facing pressure from his own party to delay this as much as possible to make life more challenging for Republicans. So yes, yesterday was certainly not the day Republicans expected going into it. Obviously, they already knew about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but now they're grieving, obviously, a colleague who is very much loved by them, but also the fact that they have to now get back to business with his seat being open, creating a challenge for them.
Yeah, Congressman LaMalfa's death, I mean, that majority, they had that, you know, obviously they've got the 218 minimum seat majority in the House. Now it's down to, I mean, literally a handful of votes, and they've got a lot of business they've got to get done. I mean, here facing that upcoming at the end of the month, they've got to get the budget done, or they'll have another government shutdown on their hands.
Yeah, and of course you factor in that there are special elections happening in Texas to fill seats for Democrat members of Congress, so that's going to be a problem as well. And I mean, yes, this is just going to be a challenging. They've got to fund the government, like you just mentioned. January 30th is the deadline. They did just drop a series of spending bills recently that'll be voted on by the end of the week. It did appear that Democrats are going to back that, so at least they'll get some of the government funded. That's only three bills of the 12 they have to pass, and these aren't exactly the most maybe politically divisive agencies that they're funding. It's like Department of Commerce and some other ones. So, you know, you factor that in, you'll have six of the 12 appropriations bills done then, but then you get into some of the other ones like defense and some of the other areas, health and human services, HUD. Those are going to be probably a little bit more challenging.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning, and we'll be following up with you at Fox if we want more information.
It sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
That was Ryan Schmelz with Fox News. For more information, we'll follow up with Ryan.
Sounds good. It is 6:15 here on this Wednesday morning as we get going here on a Wednesday. The you know, yesterday we talked about that huge blizzard that hit Kansas 140 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Snow up above the roofs of train cars.
So we go back, and that was still affecting us 140 years ago on this day. Temperatures 18 below, wind and drifting snow shutting down streetcars and stranding people who had gone downtown in Wichita in the morning. They couldn't get back home that night. Ugh.
Not going to get it that bad this weekend.
Nope.
Maybe a little rain.
That was 140 years ago. Jad, can we take a look at beards here? We want a story about beards. Billy Gibbons appeared on Jay Moore's podcast recently and was asked about an offer that was made to ZZ Top back in the 1980s, of course, when they were constantly on radio and television.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, many of the members of that band had the long beards, and there was an offer that was made.
Is it true you guys were offered $1 million to shave your beards?
It's true. It was $1 million per man.
Was that Gillette?
They deny it.
And during a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
So $3 million Gillette to ZZ Top to shave your beard.
So we passed. We passed, and word got out, and our fans loved it.
So dudes were offered $1 million bucks each to shave the beard off for Super Bowl, and they didn't do it.
Well, and for ZZ Top's actually coming to Kansas here this year. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
They are. ZZ Top is coming to Kansas as part of the Dos Amigos tour with Dwight Yoakam. They're coming here at the at Bonner Springs. So there you go. A little tip for you. ZZ Top. Of course, you know, the three of us, Ted's the only one with any modicum of facial hair. He's sporting the stash. I couldn't, if I tried to grow a mustache or a beard, my wife would not have any of it. Trust me.
Today. All right. The finance behind eating out. Let's find out what that entails.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deals with the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and John. You know, I used to look forward to eating out more than I do now. Perhaps it's because we do it more frequently than we used to. So it's not as special as it used to be. And it seems like the cost of a meal out is twice what it was just 4 or 5 years ago. I want it to be fun again. So here's some things that my wife and I are doing. First of all, we first decide why we're going out. Is it a convenience or experience? If it's just a convenience, we'll often just decide to cook something simple at home so we don't have a big old mess to clean up. Other times, it's because we want an experience that we truly want to savor. When we're clear on the purpose of eating out, it seems to make it better, and we make more mindful choices on when and where we go out. I found that it helps to treat dining out like any other expense and give it a place in my budget. When I plan it, it takes away the guilt. I also like to check the menu ahead of time. That keeps impulse decisions in check, and it often helps me spot better value options. Researching the menu also gives us something to look forward to. Portions are typically generous, so we've become that couple that shares an entree. I hate to say it. When we do that, we'll often get an appetizer and we'll order our own separate salads. Alcohol, specialty drinks, and desserts are a huge revenue enhancer for restaurants. You want to help them out, but plan accordingly by having a cocktail at home, or at least go to the restaurant for happy hour, where things are a bit cheaper. Loyalty programs, credit card rewards, and restaurant specials can also create some very easy savings. For me, it isn't about deprivation. It's my intention. When I plan a little, choose thoughtfully, and enjoy meals for the right reasons, dining out becomes what it used to be, something to look forward to. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, you mentioned the portions and the prices. I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm always taking something home, yeah, and then I end up getting three meals out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It
is so hard these days, though. The cost is just so prohibitive, almost.
It has become quite expensive, and that's why I came up with that, because this whole idea for even doing a Money Tracker report on this came up from just noticing just how much more we're spending now in restaurants. And so we're trying to take it back to the days when going out and eating was kind of a special thing as opposed to sort of a regular deal.
Hey, Burger King's got the double cheeseburger meal for $4.99.
Oh, man, are you out of your mind?
Thank you, Don. Thank you for pointing that out.
All right, Don, good stuff. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
There he goes, the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time with Ted and John on the weekdays. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, and we'll be telling you about the U.S. and oil and how that all relates to Venezuela. And many other stories as well are coming your way. KNSS News Time, 655.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.